أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
اللهم أدهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم أدهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم أدهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم ارزقنا نور العلم وبهاء العلم وحكمة العلم ورحمة العلم وبركة العلم وبصيرة العلم وفهم العلم والعمل بما نعلم وتعليم العباد يا رب العالمين والدعوة إليه وتبليغ الرسالة عن الوجه الذي ترضاه منا يا رب العالمين. وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تبدأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد من صلى وقام، وبعدد من صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد من صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعدد من صلت عليه الملائكة الرحمن، وبعدد من صلت عليه الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله we're going to go to Surah An-Nahl, the bees. And I said before, the bees and the kingdom of bees, you have to be critical. How many kingdoms Allah gives them a holy and chapter in Quran? An-Nahl is one, Al-Ankabut, which he was looking at them as a very insignificant creature, insignificant kingdom. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them? And why is the ark among the Quran lucky? Why? I tell you before, I was talking to one person from France and give her dawah, and she's atheist. And I'm talking to her from every aspect, she doesn't listen. And all of a sudden something came in my heart. I tell her, are you familiar with bees? She said, yes. I tell her, what do you think about the bees' happy hives? They are exactly the same. The bees in China, like the bees in Africa, like in Arab country, in Russia, in America, in Latin America, bees kingdom identical. They have an identical system. Who gives them? In which university and college they graduated? Who taught them what they do? Until this moment, and I believe it, but you have to have an honest person. If you have asthma, if you have osteoarthritis, if you have a skin problem, if you have many, many problems, I can give you a recipe right now, but you have to have an honest person. You get at least half a kilo to 1 kilo, which is 2 pounds, of the food of the queen of the bees. They call it the royal honey. But this is what the market is, may Allah forgive me, is nonsense, is sugar. Royal honey, the bees, the food of the queen. What happened is that every kingdom is a group of bees. All their job to collect certain food for the queen. The queen have a certain food, not like anybody food. And they have a special place to save it for her. To when the time coming of mating, this is special food for her, for the biggest fight. Now, this food containing things unbelievable. Who knows what inside of Allah? Now, you take this amount of food and you mix it with a raw green honey. And you take it. It's a cure for many, many diseases. You have to find an honest person first. Why? If I have a bee hives, okay, I might produce every 6-7 months 1 kilo or 2 kilo. By this way, 1 kilo of this food is almost like $500-$600. 2 pounds is almost $500-$600. By this way, you find $14, $7, you know something is wrong. Okay? And similar to the black seed oil. If you take some of this, you will test it for maybe a day without no exaggeration. You will test it in your throat, in your mouth. The brother here from where again?
El Salvador.
People in Latin America have beautiful honey because he leaves the bees the way it is. If you want, go to one of the bee hives and ask him, give me a couple of pounds of the bees, the queen food of the bees. Every kingdom of bees have only one queen. And every one queen have an own set of food. This is the food you want. With pure honey. But you have to have an honest person. In Latin America, I find they have beautiful honey. Very beautiful honey. Especially in Chile and Argentina. Excellent honey. Excellent. Anyway, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca Quran, he gives us the story of the bees. Why? What's the wisdom? It's a challenge to mankind to show his awareness of Allah. It's a bear witness, is a complete message to show the awareness of Allah. You want to talk to people about Islam, you do not have to go to Ahmad Didakti. You do not have to go to all the Christianity and Islamic thing. Why? Because the majority of people do not even know Christianity. The majority of people not even think about their own Bible. The majority of people is stuck for nothing. But go to the basic. Go to the basic. Talk to them about the bees. Go, get any book on the encyclopedia. get on the internet and go study about the bees. Study about the ankabut. What's the ankabut? The spider. Study about it. You can do beautiful dawah without talking about anything else. Just this two creature is enough to do a Muslim and a Muslim alive. To bear witness Allah is one. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in Surah Al-Nahl will come to him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah awha lillah, awha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired. Allah inspired the lillah. Because how a creature can do whatever you want? How? Look at the baby. The baby do things amazing. Who needs a baby? But this way, when you do da'wah to a Muslim, and even a Muslim, you don't have to go to big intellect stuff. I was talking to a brother, and I told him, talk to the heart, don't talk to the mind. The mind is the arrogant, shayateen. You become arrogant, they become arrogant, my face is red, their face is red, I'm upset, they upset, I'm uptight, they are uptight. You know what I mean? It's not da'wah, it's shayateen, arrogant, shirk, kib. But be simple. Be simple. Have harmony in your heart. Have mercy. And talk always to the heart. Try to unite the heart of people toward you. If you leave them happy with you, if you give them some fruit or some juice or some coffee and donuts, and they remember you with some goodness, it's much better than arguing for half an hour. Give them headache and they leave it, they hate your guts. And mashallah, you're happy. I tell them, the only one nun, a non-Muslim. By the will of Allah, she embraced Islam with me after 20 years. At 2:30 a.m. At 2:30 a.m. after 20 years. She's the first one, she teaches me a lot about that. I used to give books like World Understanding Islam. She told me, please stop it. Don't do that. Don't smack me in my face, and after that, tell me, listen to me. But me be kind with me, I will listen to you. She told me, you people, coming, smack me in my face, tell me, you're careful, you're not a believer, you go too far, you do this, you do that, and after that, tell me, listen to me. It doesn't work. Talk to me nicely, I might listen to you. And this is why she introduced me to a book. Written by a man, became a Muslim. Her name is Suzanne Hanif. And I'm using this book for the last almost 14 years. What this book is called, What Everyone Should Know About Islam and Muslim. By Suzanne Hanif. A very beautiful book for Dawah. Another book called Your Way to Islam. A very beautiful book in Dawah. The name of Allah, the quality of Allah, a beautiful book in Dawah. How Allah provided a beautiful book in Dawah. Why? It doesn't talk about Christianity and Islam, it talks about the quality of the Creator. We supposed to be invited to Allah, not invited to argue. People today is having headache already. They're so empty. They want somebody to lead them. Give them even some dua books. And all of a sudden they said, oh, I can call the Creator and ask him to cure me? I'm using different way of doing dawah. And mashallah, be kind and generous. Give them honey. I'm serious. I used to get a good, very beautiful honey coming from Turkey. And I give it to people as a gift. If I have, I'll get it finished. But I said, please, you know, be simple, be soft, be mercy, be kind, be generous. This dawah. Don't use your mind, use your heart. Because the heart has a fitrah. Has the essence of Islam located in the heart, not in the mind. The mind has shayateen, arrogance, stubbornness, ego. Avoid that. Avoid the head. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example of the bees for wisdom, for ultimate wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, something amazing about the Quran. If you look to the chapter we finished yesterday at Hajj, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ended the chapter, وَعْبُدَ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until you die. Now, automatically look at the beginning of Surah Al-Nahl. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوه. The time and the command of Allah came. Don't be, you know, fast about it. By the way, Surah Al-Nahl has another name. Anybody know? Surah Al-Ni'am. The chapter of Ni'am. Ni'am. Ni'am meaning is not about your daughter. No. The daughter is supposed to be In'am. But Ni'am meaning the gift. Yeah. Yeah. An'am? Oh, an'am. But it's a name. Name. Yes, you guys are unbelievable. Unless she's a maid, we do not know. Okay? Because an'am is a quality of some name or somebody is have goodness. An'am. I do goodness for you. He says, Fulan an'am alay. Allah an'am alay. Allah is owner of the gift. But it's not a female name. But in'am it can be. Don't forget what happened to you people. All the spirit in your area. What they did is a trick. The colonism did it. What they do, they take any Arabic word, they drop one letter. Or they add one letter. The whole being changed. For example, I have a brother come to me and I asked him, what's your name? He said, Iftikhar. I said, no, you're not Iftikhar. You're Iftikhar. Because Iftikhar means a poor one. The very poor down one. But Iftikhar, the dignified one, the high one, the good one, the one with quality. By this way, you always, and they did this for purpose. By this way, a missionary coming after one generation and asking, you know, your father hit you. You know what your name is? Your name is such and such. Look at the meaning. They did a beautiful system to make people hate their own parents and get away from Islam. There's many beautiful systems he did, and it worked. And the problem was us, we never go back and study. We never go back and study. Now, by the way, inshallah, because this is Amina, because what's happening with us is, because if inshallah we go for the camp, we're going from the mid of August. If we go from the middle of August, what we're planning to do is here. Do we want to condense what we're doing? Or you want we add extra hour daily? Or you want we continue later on after September? What do you mean with the prefer? After September? Okay, do you people really want to continue this? Okay, because instead of rushing it, we can take our time and we go through it, and after that we continue. By this way, we build up the understanding of Quran, inshallah. And we can set the time and date, inshallah, in the future. Now, corresponding 1 to 3. And let me ask you a question. If you can do it, you will be fantastic, inshallah. And this can develop you from doubt. What is it? When you read, learn to read not as a reader. There's a huge difference between reading to yourself and reading to an audience. When you're reading to an audience, you read like you're giving a spirit. A huge difference. Sure. Okay.
I'm reading it for the first time.
I see.
And I get a little...
Okay, okay. Inshallah, every day I will give you homework. Okay, 1, 3, inshallah.
In the name of Allah, most benevolent, ever merciful. The decree of Allah. of God will surely come, so do not try to hasten it. Too glorious and high is he for what they associate with him. He sends the angels with revelation by his command to any of his creatures as he pleases, saying, warn that there is no God but I, so fear me. He created the heavens and the earth with reason. Too glorious and high is he for what they associate with him.
You see the message? This message is a soft message or a strong message? Strong. Precise or no? Precise. This is the Quran of Mecca. One brother from here, without mentioning name, he left me a message. And the message said is, you're so tough, you're not talking soft, and you're leaving people away from the mercy of Allah. Be soft to people, and don't talk like that. I said, subhanAllah, did we not see ourselves? Our family is almost astray. Our kids is going by bye. And we want to step to good sleep. Believe me, last time a phone call came to me. One of your people in here, I cannot mention his name. He told me I have two sons. One of them became Christian and used to be half his Quran. And he went to him and told him, 24 years old. And he told him, please go back to Mitzalah. He said, no, I do not believe in this anymore. I believe in Jesus. And both of them is drug addict. And he told me what I do. And he told me he was very good people until they go to college. And this happened to them after 1 year of college. Only 1 year. Only 1 year. After 1 year in college. Do you know from the time I spent it in colleges, from one college to another, what I see? Do you know how many Muslim youth, male and female, do not Islam? A lot. And a lot of you even, you can have your kid to not Islam and you do not know. Do you know why? Because we're pushing. We're pushing the organization and we don't want to kids them about Islam. By this way, I had one time in City College, a professor, American professor, he asked me in front of everybody. He told me the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advising your kids to pray and beat them up when they reach them. You see what they do? They learn very well Islam and they learn how to get it. And he asked some of the audience, how many of you, your parents beat you up? He said, yes, me. He said, do you want to pray? He said, no. He said, you see what you guys are doing? Yes. I have tips about that. But you see, the problem is not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The problem is not Islam. The problem is not Salah. It's the way of our tarbiyah. We do not do tarbiyah. We're pushing. But it's not Islam. I should educate my kids. And I should let them sit down, read the stories, explain to them what meaning Islam. And this is why I tell people, if your kids become weak and do not pray or do any bad things, leave them alone for some time. Don't push. Treat them nice and be patient with them. They will come alone. But if you push in a time of weakness, they will get away more. And you will not benefit anybody. And when they go to college, they will see the professor says the truth. And after that, they go to field party and field trips, and they have all kind of fun. And they said, oh, what going on? Everybody having fun. And my mother put me like that. Why is he telling me alive? I should have fun. Let's go have fun. Why? Because we make them stuck. We make them feel like Islam is something so bad. And this bad, very bad. And this woman who came with me in the camp, she will discover, I never push for really education. I want the person to discover himself, to develop himself. Away from the pressure. I see Rabina shaking her head. This is the truth. We should learn what is Islam. I hardly meet adult or young. If you tell them about Islam, the essence of Islam, what it means Islam. Huh? And before you know the professor said, no. Imagine you believe in something and you not know. And now you believe down. And before you know it, with a little bit of philosophy, with a little bit of psychology, with a little bit of sociology, the person said, you are. It's all nonsense. It's not true. And people start going left. But why is he left? Because he never knew in the first place. He never knew in the first place. If you have a belief, you will answer. I have a tape, I did it a couple of years ago, about what is the question and answer, the famous question and answer in colleges against Islam. And I used to show it to many people. I said, give me your kids, I will make some non-Muslim and tell you. Tell me the problem and make some non-Muslim. Why? Because I will rise all the questions you give them in the colleges. And it's really strong questions. Why a prophet married 14-year woman? What kind of a man he is when he is in the age of 50, he married 70-year-old girl? Why a woman cannot have polygamy but man cannot have polygamy? They give you. And you said, you're right. Why Muslim is all kind of calamity and love and misery? And we have fun, and you see? If you do not know, it shakes you. If your parents believe in Allah, why does he beat you up? If you do not want to pray, why does he push you to pray? If you do not want to have hijab, why does he push you to hijab? You should have fun. Why you marry yourself? You're young. You should enjoy your life. By this way, if you really do not have Islam, and the meaning of Islam, and the standing of Islam, you said this people is right. We are miserable people. Who's dirty? We do. Who's clean? They are. Who's honest? They are. Who's liar? We are. They always say, if you meet a Muslim, and he says, inshallah, you know he'll never push up. And they tell you, don't tell me inshallah. When I was young, I was working with an engineer from Greek. And every time I said, Bismillah inshallah, he said, don't say that. I said, why do you say that? He said, every time somebody says that, he's alive. But I'm not doing it. I believe us, the one who always do it. By this way, today, please, don't push your kids to Islam. Make them live Islam. Enjoy Islam. Make them understand Islam. Comprehend Islam. When they grow, they not only can support Islam, they will be invited to Islam. So you know what Islam is all about. When somebody asks them a question or beats them up with a question, they have to answer. Even my own daughter, she has a program in a class about Islam. I told her, what's the answer? She didn't know what to do. I told her, why did you not ask me? I gave you plenty of books. Did you read them? No. But can I beat her up? Can I read on the screen? I can. She will win. I know for a fact, it's the opening now. Maybe she will read it 10 years from now, 5 years from now. Because I cannot make her the way I want. Don't ever forget that, please. Brother and sister, you cannot make your brother or son or sister the way we like. We do not make people. Please take it from me. We do not make people. I cannot give guidance to nobody. Allah is a guider. Yes, I can wish my daughter such and such. I wish my son is such and such. It's my wish. But can I make him? I can. One brother was talking to me about the hadith of Kullukum Ra'an wa Kullukum Mas'ulun 'an Ra'ayatihi. Rasulullah said, everyone is responsible, and everybody responsible about his own group or his own family. Now, I said to myself, Do you know, I was in Chile, all the way south of Chile, in Latin America, close to the end and the tip of the ocean. And I see in a tiny village, I'm riding a bus, going to visit one family Muslim. And I have two young people, you know who they are? Mormon, 18 years old, young man and young girl. You know what they're doing? They're doing dawah. They're inviting to their belief. Every village, I find some group of them, either Mormon or Jehovah's Witness. Do you know in Russia, not Russia because Russia is a state, in the Soviet Union in general, supposed to be before, okay? In all the, Eastern, this, I do not know what you call them, state around Afghanistan, north of Afghanistan, you have all kinds of state. You know how many million people? You know how many people Muslim in this area? In the north of Armenia and north of Afghanistan and all this area? How many Muslims? Anybody know? The statistics approximately? 120 million. 120 million. You know statistics? How many became Christian in the last 15, 20 years? 46 million. 46 million Muslims became Christian. Why? Because most of these people, they do not know Islam. They denied Islam over almost 100 years. Some of them have a picture of Quran. Some of them have a picture of his grandfather making tawaf. Some of them have a picture of the Kaaba. This one they know. This one they know. I know one brother, he went there, put him down. They cut the Quran in pages. And each one take one page because you do not have equal arm. And they took it and they feel blessing. Do you know in China how many Muslims in China? How many Muslims in China? Another 100 to 120 million Chinese Muslims. Do we know that? Do you know how many of them become Buddhist and Christian? At least 20 to 30 million. Million! Indonesia! Indonesian people used to be, according to the early 70s, 190 million Muslim. Today is 150 something million. Meaning over almost 30 to 40 million become Christian and Buddhist. One brother was going to Indonesia one time, when Allah came to Salat al-Fajr, he go to the village, and they go to the river, because you do not have a bathroom in one village. To make a wudu, they go to the river. And he find out a bunch of women next to him, making wudu naked. He asks the imam, he said, how are you women making wudu naked? He said, listen, your people never want to educate us for century after century after century. They're surprised. They never was Buddhist for a long time. Our people, they have more Buddhist habit more than us as a Muslim. Tell me, how much I can tell you? How many bid'ah and dalala in Africa, innovation? You name it, you have it. Why in the United Nations, they attack Muslims in Nigeria and Africa? Because they want to circumcise a woman and they cut almost her private part completely. And they call it Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see the kuffar, the non-believer, they do that, but they do it by who? By us. We the one we're doing it. Now the point here, if I take care about my family, you take care about your family, everybody take care about his family, everybody sleep with his family. Who will do that? Please, tell me. Can we sit shaitan, please? We worry about our family, we want follow the hadith of Qulub Quran, or Qulub Masul al-Aya. You shaitan, go do da'wah to Islam. Or Christian people, do da'wah to Islam. Or Buddhists, do da'wah to Islam. We cannot take our houses. We cannot take our off for anything. We have to sit in our houses. We are happy with our family. We have to forget about our family. Tell me, please. If every Muslim has this thinking, who will do that? Who will invite? Who will sacrifice? bread. Do you know I get phone calls 5-7 years ago to teach Arabic and Quran to two places? Do you know what the two places was? A Christian missionary. Why you want Arabic and Quran? He said, because we go to educate people in Muslim country. They did not send me go as a missionary. They make me go and educate their woman about women in Islam. And it hit me. A Christian missionary school invited me to teach Christian women about Islamic ethics, about women in Islam. And not only that, they will record what I'm doing. And later on, I discover they will take that and they will edit it in their own way. And they go to villages and they play. And they say, you see, your Imam and Shia, he loves us. He believes in us. We are together. We believe in the same thing. And they teach the girls and boys, say Bismillah, making salah, making salam. But when they come in, make salah next to you, and little by little, they persuade you and tell you everybody is the same. And they will give you a hadith, and they give you ayat from Quran. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us everybody have his own deen. Do you know all this? Are we awake about what happening? Are we believing we are Muslim and we hope to meet Allah? Do we believe we are Najat? If everybody worried about himself and worried about his daughter, worried about his son, and we see everybody going, wallahi, we are in big trouble. Every time I see the bands of Jehovah Witness going early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, every single Saturday and Sunday, like a clock, I said, subhanAllah, they follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're sitting against each other. It hurt me. It hurt me so bad. Our masajid is closed and their place is open. They're supporting each other and they're supporting anybody. And we cannot support nobody. We accept against each other. I do not understand it. Are we so blind to the point we cannot get it yet? Are we so blind? I did the brother, I did an Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, he went Baqiya al-Gharda, the grave of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he calculated them, and he found out they were 10,000. But according to the last sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported 125,000 companions, meaning missing 115,000 companions. Where is the 115,000 companions? They done. All of them spread to spread Islam. Do we get it? Is this companion who don't know Islam and we know it better than them? We know this hadith but we do not know it. We know Quran more than them. I do not understand it how we think. Islam is going down so fast. Muslim even leaving Islam. Non-Muslim is really hungry. Do you know after September 11th how many phone calls I used to get? I have a lot of phone calls, colleges, stations, even looking for young girls and like young boys, Muslim, to talk about Islam. And when I interview my our young daughter, even, they do not have it. They do not have it. They do not have the knowledge. They do not even have the door. Imagine if you go to the TV, when you talk on the TV, you have to be critical. You have to have a loud voice, clear, calm. You know exactly what you're talking about. You're ready for question and answer. Tell me, who among you can be able to do that? Even who among you can be able to speak English properly with a clear pronunciation, with a clear talking, with a loud voice? Speak talk. I cannot hear you. It hurt me. It really hurt me. Is this the quality of our women and our men that I'm going to invite to witness now?
So why does the media always say that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world?
MashaAllah. It's true. She asked me why the Media said Islam is the fastest growing religion, but they do not tell you how many Muslims left Islam. They give you statistics about the non-Muslim embracing Islam compared to others. The statistic compared to others. You go to California, for example, you find the majority of everybody is Buddhist almost. Very elegant white American with a turban and shaving the head and having the sari, Buddhist. Why? The whole mankind is empty. Everybody looking in searching. But what we doing? Tell me what we doing. Tell me please what we doing. How much we search. How much we see. You know, I feel sad and sick when I go to public library and I find the majority of the books in the public library written by non-Muslim. Muslim books written by non-Muslim. Corrupted knowledge donated by others. Where is the Muslim who has money? Why you cannot get nice books donated to your own public library? You have the right to donate. One time I met a multi-millionaire Muslim. May Allah forgive him. He was a beautiful man. But he didn't get to understand my message. I tell him, if you guys collect money, you know what we need? We need almost, I calculated already, we need a $500,000. $500,000 to spread a beautiful group of books to at least major 5,000 libraries in the United States. Tell me, you want to go to Jannah by a couple of $100 each? Imagine if we get 1,000 or 10,000 Muslims, $100 each, what it will give you? Tell me, $100 each per family, 10,000 family. You know what it means? You can spread a beautiful, beautiful library all over the major cities of the United States. Any major colleges, they have garbage books about Islam. Very corrupted and misleading. Books is different than internet, because people want book. Still, until this morning, people want book. Do you ever see a Muslim community having a Muslim fair in their own community? Do you know how much it will cost you if you have a Muslim fair in your own community? I calculated $10,000. $10,000, you can have a feast. You get a beautiful amount of food, beautiful amount of sweet, beautiful amount of books for free. Free! And you invite the media. You invite the mayor, you invite everybody, and say, please, we as a people of the locality, we want to appreciate you, and we want to invite you to our food. And then a bit of food, sweet, and then a bit of book, a little bit of tapes. Everything will cost for about how much? $10,000. $10,000 to a complete community know about Islam and Muslim. Is this a big money? Tell me, is this a big money? A day can be witnessed in the front of you, in the front of Allah. Allah, I talk to them about Islam. I introduce them to Islam. I feed them for you. I become generous for you. Is this will not burn in the media? Tell me. At this time, they will believe you, you're believe the media. Don't talk. Islam never was taught. Islam is do. Islam is do. We love to talk. Look at Arabic messages. I need to go there. You people sometimes tell me, you know, you are tough against Pakistani and Indian. Believe me, you are my people, but at least you have some goodness. I go to Arabic possession, we have argued and fight like a dog, and you will never go anywhere. I will never be able to do anything. And after the argument and everything, everybody goes like you never do anything. If you do not believe me, I am 24 years in America. I never see Arabic possession can support me or support anything, just a talk for nothing. Talk for nothing. Talk and argue for nothing. You won't argue, no problem. You won't fight, no problem. You won't be like a dog, no problem. But action, everybody by Bible to his family. كلكم راعي وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Everybody moves his watermelon and bunch of men to his wife. And happy. And that's it. This is what we need to understand. I said it before in many messages, and they hurt my guts. I said, today, the ultimate enemy of Islam is Muslim. The ultimate enemy of Rasulullah is us. How many places can take the Muslim woman and support her? And how many Muslim places can support a Muslim woman as a prophet? How many imam can give justice to the woman when she comes as a prophet? Show me one. One imam really running and to care about the widow and to care about the needy and to care about the woman. Show me one. One available. I know many sisters, they go come to me and say, why are you coming to me? Why are you going to the masjid? They said, I cannot trust him. Imagine if our Muslim woman do not trust the masjid. What is left? If your beer is this much, and if you fast in Monday and Thursday, you make the masjid online, and you're not supporting your own widow and your own needy, what Islam are you giving? What message are you giving to all this woman? I do not understand what we're doing. This is why we have to go very basic to ourselves and build the reality of Islam. And this is why I tell you, don't push your own family. Don't push for anything. Islam never was push. Islam was quality. Once you have the quality, Allah will open for you. And it needs sincerity. It needs ikhlas. It needs really honesty between you and Allah. But believe me today, if you ask me, may Allah forgive me, how many people are honest? If we take this hour now, and you look how many men and how many women. All my life, how many women come to me and want Islam, and how many men? It's not too many, my brother and sister. And even how many men survive with me? Not too many women. Why? Evil, arrogant, stubbornness. And they run like chicken without them. If you owe us to Allah, why did you not try to learn? Why did you not try to gain? Believe me, yesterday I was thinking about you, and I make talk for all of you. Maybe I'm tough with you, but believe me, you people are very nice people. You're very nice people. I see a lot of changing happening to you, inshallah. A lot of changing happening. Meaning, inshallah, you have some sincerity. You have some trustfulness. Allah, open. But please, take it from me. Don't destroy the opening. Don't destroy the opening. The opening is high. The opening is high. So expensive. Don't throw the opening for something insignificant. Take it from me. You throw the opening from Allah, I promise you the price is high. And Allah will snatch everything from you. And you will go down so fast, more than you can imagine. Because right now it's almost like somebody give you a diamond. Very expensive diamond, and you take it back in the garbage. Don't put the diamond in the garbage. Because you have the ultimate diamond on earth. You have the guidance and opening from Allah. By the way, we're not off track in Surah Al-Nahl, because we don't come to many verses about da'wah in Surah Al-Nahl. Because again, Surah Al-Nahl, the chapter of Nahl is Mecca. But this is the truth. This is the reality of the Ummah. Now we have to think where we are and what we're planning to do. Not to myself and the whole Ummah. By the way, this bags. And anybody can really imagine what inside these bags? What's that? I cannot hear a sister from you. No, it's not my dreams. This, believe it or not, is a collection I used for the last 14 years. This collection is one of the small collection I have. I call it the Non-Muslim Da'wah Collection. Meaning, it's themes containing different programs, different interviews by people who embrace Islam. Okay? And I used to give it to more than Muslims to know about Islam. And something hit me. When I got to meet Muslim, I found out Muslim needed more than a non-Muslim. Because a non-Muslim do not even know what Islam is all about. And I find the best people to give us da'wah is a non-Muslim who embraced Islam. The non-Muslim who embraced Islam, their talk is so sincere, is so powerful. And I believe we need it. I have four sets. This I will ask one question. Whoever answers, he gets one. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for you, brother, I promise you, you will be very happy with what you get. You will be very happy. And you will learn Allah. And you will appreciate what Allah gives you. Now we go to 22 to 26.
Your Allah is one Allah, but the hearts of those who believe not in the life to come are filled with denial, and they are puffed up with pride. Surely Allah knows what they hide and what they disclose. He certainly does not love the proud. For when they are asked, what has Allah sent down? They say, tales of long ago. On the day of resurrection, they will carry their own burden and some of the load of those they have led astray without any knowledge. Oh, how evil the burden they will carry. Those who have gone before them had also conspired. Then Allah uprooted their structure from its foundation. The roof fell over them from above, and punishment came upon them from somewhere they did not suspect.
This verse is supposed to be for non-Muslim. But is this the one complying with us? Imagine I'm a man, supposed to be a man. I look married, or I have a wife and children. If I think to you, I have no knowledge. What knowledge I give it to my wife? I'm supposed to be the teacher of all my wife. Imagine, can an empty teaching an empty? Imagine if I have no knowledge, I have no quality. Why our Lord will not reach to their... Tell me, please tell me, why our men refuse to learn Islam? Why our men, the one supposed to be our teacher, do not want to learn Islam and set the role model for us? What's that?
They are waiting for dunya.
Okay, waiting for dunya. Or drowning in dunya. Look what Allah said. If you read this verse, wallahi, it reflects on them. They destroy their own houses. Right or wrong? Who destroys their own houses? They do. And why? Because they're arrogant. And take it from me. If you're familiar with da'wah, da'wah meaning inviting to Allah. Don't even try to push somebody in arrogance. Don't ever try. Why? The arrogant person is liked by Allah. You have some arrogant, you're liked. You're not going anywhere. Any arrogant person don't even try to even to talk. Even if it's your own husband. Look, be polite, make dua, and that's it. And nothing you can do. Read. Once a quality, Allah will never give you guidance if you are arrogant. Once a sign of arrogance, excuses, lie, stubbornness, running like chicken without head, but with the tail between the legs. You can feed it. They don't laugh, but inside they are weak. Because anybody running from Allah is weak. But my advice to you, don't try to give da'wah to anybody earlier, Muslim and non-Muslim. You're wasting your time. You understand me? This one is a cause to block the heart. Arrogant. And the opposite. One is a way to get closer to Allah, humble yourself. The more you humble yourself, the more Allah will rule for you. Now on to 33. 33 to 36. And I want you to think about what you're reading. You will find the answer right away.
What? Do the unbelievers expect that the angels should descend or the sentence of Allah come to pass? So have the people done before them. Yet Allah did not wrong them. They wronged themselves. The evil they perpetrated overtook them, and what they mocked has turned upon them. The idolaters say, if Allah had willed, we would not have worshipped anything apart from him. nor what our fathers have done, nor would we have forbidden anything without his leave. So have the people done before them. Therefore it is binding on the prophets to convey the message in clearest terms. To every community we have sent an apostle, saying, worship Allah, and keep away from all other deities. Thus some of them were guided by Allah, and ruin was justified on some. Travel over the earth and see what befell those who accused the apostle of lies.
Do you get the message? Is all of you get the message? Is clear or no? It confirmed what we talked about a few minutes ago. Okay? Now listen to this beautiful advice from Allah. Listen to this beautiful advice from Allah and thank Allah for what we know now and really be happy of what Allah give you and try to listen to this proverb. Verse 41 to 42.
Those who left their homes in the cause of Allah after having been oppressed will be given by us a better place in the world. And if they knew, the garden of the next would be greater. For those who persevere and place their trust in Allah.
What do you think? Is this not applied to us? Yes or no? Who feels this applied to him or her? MashaAllah. Hold tight, all of you. Hold tight. And if I'm you now, cry for all the ummah. And ask Allah and scream, where is our men? I remember my father, before he died, he used to cry, why so severe? And he said, imagine an ummah has no men. The absence of men from the ummah. He said, how an ummah can grow without a nation? Where is the men? And don't ever forget, there's a huge difference between a man and a man, according to Allah. Huge difference.
Go ahead. What does also mean if you were living in a country that was oppressed and you left?
MashaAllah, Allah yiftah alayk. She's asking a question. What happened is this meaning? If you are living in an oppressed country, you have the right to leave? Yes, correct. A Muslim has to migrate from any place or any situation can oppress him to live his own Islam. But, listen to this carefully, you have to do the immigration toward Allah. All I ask people like us today, all you want to do, make turaqa tawbah. Read and now it's between you and Allah. Allah forgive me, forgive what I came for. I came for dunya, Allah forgive me. I make tawbah to you from dunya. Make me invite of you, ya Allah. Finished. Make me invite of you, ya Allah. Make me for you, ya Allah. Make me only for you, ya Allah. And just keep crying to Allah and say, Allah, accept me, Allah. And use me to spread your deen, ya Allah. That's it. All we have to do is intention. And I swear by Allah. All we need is an intention purely to Allah. Do you know why? All you have to do, intention, submit your resume to Allah. If Allah accepts you, He makes you work for Him. Is that Brother Ahmed? Is that the money? Is that the knowledge? Is Allah if He accepts you? And once He accepts you, He opens for you. I never forget this place in Florida. I'm almost 4 o'clock in the morning traveling, giving gas. When a man inside, he told me, can you please help me out? I said, for what? He told me this prostitute became a Muslim now. A prostitute for a black in the morning became a Muslim. And by whom? By a man who was drunk. I said, SubhanAllah. A man is drunk, he's an Arabic descent, okay? And some people was inviting this woman to Christianity and nonsense. The man all of a sudden, in the middle of his drunk, he believed in Allah, inside a doubt of Iman grew, and he started fighting them, and he tried to protect her, and he invited her to Islam. The woman said, you are a man I never meet like you. Please, I won't be like you. He said, I want you to be a Muslim. She said, but Islam, he accepted her, and she became a Muslim. Imagine, one thing is finished. Imagine, You see, the power of Allah is unbelievable. Another man, he embraced Islam, an American man. But from the moment he embraced Islam, he refused even to get married or do anything until he made an oath between him and Allah. Either Islam is spread or he died. He won't see Islam number one. We can argue, no one should get married. Don't worry about that, it's between him and Allah. He put Allah number one, he put Islam number one. This man, let me give you a story about what he did one day. He go to give da'wah to two people, Arabic people in one village. When he find Arabic people, is not in the shop, is not in the home. Finally, he dragged them to a nightclub. A nightclub was all naked women inside. Wonder what he did. He was with half like three, four people with him, brothers, with all the turban. They took the turban and they surrounded their eyes. And they hold each other's hand. And he said, let's go. And they go to the striptease place. And they find the two men. And the table have a naked woman dancing. And they start giving down. In the middle of the giving down, the man was talking and water dripping. And all of a sudden, the naked woman fell down. And she said, please, can you cover me? Can you take me out from here? And later on, she became a Muslim. 6 months later, the same woman called the same man, crying on the phone. He asked her, what happened? She said, I have a question for you. He said, what happened? She said, I was in the supermarket, and I went to buy some product. But I lift my hand, and when I lift my hand, the Majin man was pulling him down. And my arm was naked, and someone was passing by. Is Allah to show me when my hand is naked? The same woman, 6 months, was dancing naked. Look at that iman in 6 months. Is anybody can believe this woman, the one who dancing naked, she will be a Muslim and come around her completely a Muslim? Do you believe that? We will never believe it. This da'wah to Allah. Da'wah to Allah has no revelation. He's a doer. He chooses whom he wants. What about Cat Stevens? Can Stevens dancing in a stage, you know, and singing 27 years ago? And you think anybody can look at him and say, this boy, okay, I'm on drugs, he will be the best inviter to Islam today, or one of the best? Is anybody can believe in that? Today, I tell you, the majority of us don't share. Don't ever look to people and think they are bad. You never know who they are. Allah can switch. And it's also a trial by itself. Once you give guidance, don't ever be arrogant. Please, even all the ones who are so bad, put your nose down and go toward Allah. Now 52 to 56.
Whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth belongs to him, and his the judgment forever. So will you fear any other than Allah? Whatsoever the blessings you enjoy are surely from Allah, and when in trouble, you turn to him in supplication. Yet when he has delivered you from affliction, some of you ascribe companions to Allah. So as to deny what we have bestowed on them, well, enjoy yourselves. You will come to know soon. They set aside a portion of the food we have given them for those they do not know. By Allah, you will surely have to answer for all you contrive.
What is the message here? Anybody tell me what you gain? Don't tell me what Allah said. What you gain. Don't repeat the verses. Tell me what you gain in your heart. What's the message you can send this, I gain it in my heart? Go ahead. Tawf is loud. I cannot hear you.
This is Allah says, when I put in trouble to person, so then you always know that
you read it. Tell me from your heart. from you are, what is the message?
Whenever we are in distress, we call him, so may Allah Ta'ala, we should call him as a thanks and as a forgiveness.
MashaAllah. Meaning we should call him for the time. Yeah. We call him in the time of hardship. We don't call him in the time of hardship, and we show gratitude to witness. What else? It's a message here. Go ahead. I cannot hear you. MashaAllah. When we get what we want, we forget Allah. And when we are in trouble, we go back and cry. Is a message here. Whoever gives me the message, you better serve. It's a beautiful message, beautiful understanding. Me as a Muslim, I should gain. Go ahead.
I understand from it that worship no other than God and Allah. Just for my personal gain, as a non-Muslim, I strongly just feel that there's no God but Allah.
MashaAllah. You see, he summarized it by saying, he said, I believe the message is no God but Allah. It's true. Because what happened is, this is the whole message of Allah. Is if Allah give me gift, it's from Allah. If Allah give me a calamity, it's also from Allah. By this way, I should be with Allah in any given time. I should be with Allah in any given time. This is the message. You understand me? Okay. Now we go to 61. Yes, 61.
If Allah were to punish men for their inequity, He would not leave a single moving thing on earth. Yet He gives them latitude for a time ordained. When that time has come, there will not be a moment's delay, nor a moment's haste.
Does anybody understand what the message is here? This answer a question of those psychologists as they give it to their own youth. Go ahead.
Any wrong
doing in the earth?
Even the animals or even the men?
It has to be punished.
But everybody commits sins, and that it understood that nobody is perfect, that if it was the case that if a person sinned, everybody is in trouble.
MashaAllah. Do you hear what she said? She said, everybody committing sins. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala think us with our sins, everybody will be in trouble, or Allah will arrest everybody. Okay? This is true. This, what she said, is closer to the message, but something else. Something I want from you, because what happened is, if you are a youth, go to college or high school, they can give you a question about that. What the question is, look at Iraq, look at Palestine, look at Chechnya, look at Bosnia, look at all this country, you know? And sometimes we say the wrong things. What is the right and wrong things? We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted on us a calamity of our action. Because if you study Islam, Islam is amazing. But today we are so dreaming and so sleeping. According to our action, it changes the face of the earth. If Muslim commits sins, it spread. Muslim commits sins, it spread. If Muslim commits justice, it spread. If Muslim commits goodness, it spread. Actually, some scholars said, what going on the earth is the price of our division. It's the price of our division. Because we're supposed to be the doctor of mankind. Imagine if the doctor of mankind is leaving. If the doctor of mankind cannot give medication. If the doctor of mankind is sick. If the doctor of mankind is bringing sickness. What else? You want the sick to be human? Think. Now 64.
We have sent down this book to you that you may explain to them what it is that they they are differing about, and it's a guidance and a grace for those who believe.
Do you see again the message? لتبين لهم. Our job to let them know, not to argue them, to let them know. I always hear use a beautiful story between Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, he killed among Muslims like never anybody killed. In one time, the Kaaba was full of blood. Full of blood. The whole Haram Makki was full of blood. They have to wash it for weeks. Nobody can worship from the amount of killing he did. He's a Muslim. He's a ruler. He did all this killing. He was called the Saffar, the killer. This is title. This is nickname. Now, one Bedouin came to him and he talked to him in a harsh way. Listen to what he said to him. He said, "You're lucky. You came to me in a nice day. This guy used to sit down in a throne and next to him a tisht. What is a tisht? You know the things you wash your clothing? Something similar but big. Big metal. And next to it was like a piece of wood. Big piece of wood like a trunk of a tree. And a big sword, and a man next to him. Anybody come to meet him, he dislike you, he cut your head off. That's it. And he put your head in a dish and go. They used to call him, he have another name, the bloody one. If a day passed without killing like 10, 15, 100, he's a good day. Now this Bedouin came to him, he talked to him in a bad way. And the Bedouin did not know who he is. He told him, "Do you know who you are? Who am I?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know what my nickname?" He said, "No." He said, "I'm the Saffar, I'm the killer. You came to me in a nice day. I'm happy today. If you came to me another day, I cut your head off and I will not even talk to you. But I have a question for you." He said, "Are you better than Musa alayhi salam?" He said, "No, astaghfirullah al-azim. How I can be a better than Musa?" He said, "Is me worse than Fir'aun? Is me bad, more bad than Fir'aun?" He said, "Astaghfirullah, I cannot say that." He said, "And even then, Allah told Musa, talk to him nicely." Imagine the killer giving a man da'wah how to talk. Don't ever forget that. Because today, we have to say, Zee kafir, Zee disbeliever, we have to do this, we have. And we forget, are you better than Musa? No. Are you worse than Fir'aun? No. Talk to them nicely, please. Don't ever forget that. Talk to them nicely. Don't be arrogant.
And surely in cattle there is a lesson for you. We give you a drink from the extract of food in their bellies and blood, pure as milk, so delicious to drink.
According to the knowledge of scientific people and biology, the most pure and purest form of liquid is milk. Milk is the most purest liquid in earth, and look where it's coming from. You can use it for da'wah too. Now go to 75 to 77.
Allah presents the example of a man who is hired servant with no power over anything, and another on whom we have bestowed a handsome fortune, who spends from it in private and in public. Can they be equal? Praise be Allah. But most men do not understand. God presents another example of two men, one dumb and unable to do a thing, and is a burden on his master. Wherever he is sent, he returns without any good result. Could he be equal to one who enjoins what is just and follows the right path? To Allah belongs the secrets of the heavens and the earth. And the hour of doom is a matter of the blinking of an eye, even less, for Allah has certainly power over all things.
Honest to Allah, if every one of us ask himself, you know what the Qur'an calling is said? All of us as mankind has to be one of these two men. All of us in mankind have to be one of these two men. Meaning, is me being worse in goodness or me sitting like dumb according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm deaf and blind, do not do anything. Tell me, is the ummah in a state of giving or in a state of the other one? Tell me. Everybody read this and you can get it in yourself and ask yourself, what I'm doing, how much I'm spending, how much I'm spending time, how much I really want to benefit mankind, how much I'm supporting the mission of my own master, how much I'm really following the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me. Do you see how I'm grabbing to you some verses? It doesn't need big tafsir. It doesn't have tafsir by itself. Now, go to 90.
Verily, Allah has enjoined justice, the doing of good, and the giving of gifts to your relatives, and forbidden indecency, impropriety, and oppression. He warns you so that you may remember.
Now, I'm going to give you a question. I do not expect you to answer, but whoever gave me the answer, mashallah. What is this verse has, or what this verse is unique about? Or what is the name about this verse? What is this verse called? This verse has a name, has a title. It's a unique verse in the whole Quran. What's the name of this verse? Or what's the Quran? What's the uniqueness, what's the quality of this verse? Anybody know?
It shows the characteristics of a believer and a non-believer.
Okay. You're close. It's almost 50%. What's that?
Characteristics of
the believer. I cannot hear you.
The characteristics of every believer. What the actions
you
do as a believer
when you tell them. Okay, you said the same thing
different
from that. Go ahead. What is it? Allah? Tell me what is about. You tell me the location.
No.
What is about? What is the uniqueness about this verse? Let me summarize it for you. Go ahead for a second. Okay. She said the answer, missing the tail title, but you have the answer. You know what the answer is? The majority of the scholars of the Ummah, they said this verse, أجمع آية في كتاب الله. The most comprehending verse in Quran. No verse in Quran carry everything like this verse. Sister Fabina, come here, please. Take one of the back. You get 80%. But alhamdulillah. Jazakallah. This was a whole family, it will be a beautiful education. And even you can use it in the future for non-Muslim da'wah. By this way, this verse is أَجْمَعْ آيَا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The most comprehending verse in the Book of Allah. Why? It carries everything and all the promises and everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. Do you see it or no? What is the first one? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Justice. Do you remember from the time you know me until now what I said? Are we Ummah now of justice or injustice? Injustice. We flip the quality of the Muslim. We're supposed to be one of the people of justice. ihsan. Ihsan is to do better, quality. What is ihsan? Ihsan to do things with jamal, with purity. وَإِتَاءُ لِلْقُرْبَى And to care about the needy and close people to you. وَيَنْهَى لِلْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَى And to forbid what is evil. What we do? We watch an evil. We watch an evil. We act like evil. We are drowning in evil. How we can correct when we are hungry? May Allah forgive me. I see something amazing. Do you know the taxi driver today in New York City? Almost 80% of them goes to 80 Muslims. From Arabic countries, from Bangladesh, from India, from Pakistan, you name it. Which is the majority like? The like the night shift. Now the night shift according to the majority of the taxi driver, how does he make their money? Is anybody know? What's that? What else? They just cheating.
Because the drunk person or
prostitution. What's that?
Because the drunk person.
They become the drunk for prostitution. Because nine times in Manhattan, 90% of the business is the bar and night clubs. And imagine our Muslim just came out of the masjid happy. He finished the Salah the masjid in Jama'ah. And he's a very much Salafi. And he liked to be the Salaf. And he's an inviter of Islam. But he's standing in the foot of the bar waiting for a drunk person to give him his rizq. What disgrace is that? Does this make sense? Wallahi, I do not understand it. Wallahi, I do not understand it. I have many brothers coming to me and complaining. We smoke alcohol all night. Who tell you to smell it? And in the meantime, I can take you to Midtown Manhattan to an African man from Africa. He doesn't speak even English. And he's now almost half a million dollars. How he started? He started by selling t-shirt. And after that, watches. After that, you know, umbrella. And after that, he get some people working for him. And he's making sometimes $1,000 a day. Do you know why? They have dignity of the heart of Allah. It's almost like we go to ask Allah, Allah, we have no provision except in the ground people. I do not understand our mentality. And what amazing is, I see people with big beard coming out of the masjid. I do not understand it, Ya Allah. Wallahi, I do not understand it. As you get out here in the masjid, about is the finger will be this way, or this way, or this way, or this way, or this way. The finger is a big, big problem in the Ummah. But the spending all night is leaving themselves to attract people and prostitute. I do not understand it. Wallahi, I do not understand it. And we have the answer for everything. This verse is enough for us. Yes. What's that?
What the word of fahisha means in Arabic?
Fahisha? Fahisha is Arabic meaning every bad deed. Prostitution is fahisha. Gambling is fahisha. Bad deed is fahisha. Bad tongue is fahisha. No, every action, any injustice is fahisha. Being bad manner is a fahisha. You have a bad quality, is a fahisha. You talk to people in a bad behavior, is a fahisha. One munkar, one bar. Munkar anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like. One bar is an oppression. Is this not oppression? I have a man who came to me and told me, I have tourists coming to me. I said, I have dog for a dollar. But the tourists do not know. I said, them for $5 and $10. And he's happy. He's cheating and he's getting the tourist. And he sends him hot dog for $10 or $5. I have another taxi driver, he loves to deal with drugs. I said, why? He says, you always give me money and you don't know what you give me. You see the intention from the beginning? And he's happy. I said, I don't know, it's not my business. He didn't neglect it, take it, didn't bother. And the man holding his hand is another brother. He said, you sure? He said, yes, I'm sure. And he's a liar. He's a man of crime, and he's not honest. But we're playing game. We're playing game with who? And this is why I see these people have no manner, have no other, even in myself. Why? Because your money, Allah knows where is your money coming from. And why? Why we disgrace Allah? We're supposed to be the ummah of dignity, the ummah of spreading Islam, the ummah of elevation, the light for the whole mankind. How will we be light? And after that, we will argue and give da'wah to some drunk people. I do not understand. If you read after that, 91, it's amazing.
Fulfill your covenant with Allah. Having made the covenant, and do not break your oaths once you have sworn them, as you have made Allah a witness over you. Indeed, Allah knows what you do.
Is anybody who wants an oath, Allah talk about it? The oath is La ilaha illallah. It's an oath. Do you know who's today or anything happy with them? The non-Muslims, they embrace Islam. They really have this La ilaha illallah. I do not mean too many Arabic people have La ilaha illallah. May Allah forgive me. They have it in the tongue, but the whole action never know who La ilaha illallah. Because La ilaha illallah is an oath. It's an oath. It's an oath. It's an oath of everything. You're dealing with Allah. Now 95 to 100.
And do not trade Allah's covenant for a paltry price. Remember what is with Allah is better for you if only you knew. For what you possess will pass, but what is with Allah will abide. We shall certainly award those who persevere a recompense in keeping with their deeds. We shall invest whosoever works for good, whether man or woman, with a pleasant life and reward them in accordance with the best of what they have done. So when you recite the Quran, seek refuge in Allah from Satan, he does not have the power over those who believe and place their trust in Allah. His power is only over those who take him as their patron and those who ascribe equals to Allah.
Do you remember what we talked about yesterday about the verse in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Satan, when the devil, Iblis, la'natullah alayhi, he promised Allah, and Allah promised, you have no power or strength over my servant, the sincere one. Do you see again? This is another one of the verse. But now, it's different quality now. But if you rely on Allah, can Shaitan get you? No way. Do you see now? But it's when we have now, how many qualities so far? Three. Allah ta'ala. You get your gift, I can give you more. Now, what is the message here? There's many messages. Look at how Allah is starting. Wallahi is very dangerous. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بَعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Don't sell your oath between you and Allah by a small price. Do you know what's amazing? When I see even American, non-Muslim, from California or from different groups, they will not work in a bad job. They will not work in a bad, destructive job. Imagine, and we are one. It's almost like we swear by Allah, we have to work in all the haram and all the dirty job in earth. And we're supposed to be the clean one. I remember one time, I went to this bar to give the man down, and the man said, excuse me, give me one more. And he went to wash his hand, and he wrapped his hand in a towel. I tell you why you do that. He said, because my hand is najas. I do not want to give you najas in your hand. I said, my brother, Zainal-Najjasa is not in your hand because he carries a bottle. And even I'm talking to him, and he said, excuse me, one moment, tick, 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 such and such. And he rubbed his hand again, and he came to give me salam. Look at the understanding. Look at the understanding. I know another man, he went to Texas. And he went to the project room. And he went to this grocery store. And all of a sudden he see a girl as a cashier. He liked her. And he went to ask. She said she's Afghani. But she worked in what? A grocery store full of alcohol. I don't understand. But with full hijab and just makes a lot of mind. You go to Yemen, Syria. I do not understand. I do not understand how blind we are. Do you know some money from haram and it does? It blind you. It blind you. It vain you. It harden your heart. Wallahi mani la ilaha illallah. You don't see another beautiful thing in your life? Have dignity of Allah in your heart. Dignify Allah in your heart. Allah will give you dignity. One scholar who used to say, and he cried, he said, when Muslims do not give Allahu Akbar in the heart, Allah discredits them. The moment you have Allahu Akbar in your heart, Allah elevates you. But only when you have Allahu Akbar. One day I went to buy a chicken, almost 7 years ago, from Halal Place. And a man there, a young man, and he's very illiterate. His Bengali is supposed to cut, you know, to start as a chicken. The time of Zohar came. And the owner said to him, continue your work. He said, I can. Give me 5-10 minutes, I make some nice land, come back. He said, no, I can. My job has to be finished. He said, I salah salah. I do not want to delay my salah, another one my money is going to be haram. Imagine a literate person, he says that. He did not, he said, I will be getting fired. He said, you're not Razzaq, Allah is Razzaq, fire me. Look at this. You see, Iman has nothing to do with nationality, age, knowledge. It's Iman. Imagine what he said. He did not want to delay his salah. He worried about his time if he did his salah for a jar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at him and get angry. And look at us when we delay our salah. For what? For what purpose? And we take it this lightly. And we run. I see people running, and park safar anywhere, you know, with bad manner, and running in the masajid, and they think, mashallah, they do wonder. Who did you run like that? You should enter a masjid with sakina. How you can get a good salah when you run? Run. Hard. The heart is not even staying with you. And here's many, many beautiful messages. The first one, Allah warned us, don't send my message for cheap. Okay, excuse me one minute. I did my duty. The thing changed. Nothing? Focus on that now. Now read these verses for a moment. What Allah said for you is bitter for you only if you know. You know what it means now? You know what it means now? What it means if you know? Is anybody telling me what it means if you know? If you know what? What's that? You almost said it. You said 50%.
You rely on Allah.
You rely on Allah.
You're
almost there. When you believe in the unseen, when you believe in the oneness of Allah, when you believe in Jannah. Because this is what you know. Because you know why I'm worried about what ma inda Allah. What inda Allah? What Allah has for me? Jannah. What? Go ahead. Okay. The reward for Jannah is a greedy one. Because a slave is three people. You can be a greedy slave, you can be a cowardly slave, you can be a loving slave. Which one is the highest? The loving slave. The one who's not for Jannah, doing it for Akhirah, he's doing it only for the love and the pleasure of Allah. But don't forget, you will never reach that unless you reach the first two. It doesn't matter. First you fear. After you fear, you aim for Jannah. After you aim for Jannah, you start knowing the quality of Allah. And once you start knowing the quality of Allah, now you do not worry about all this, you just want Allah for Allah. And this is the ultimate insha'Allah. May Allah make us among those insha'Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes message. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفِي. What you have, it will go away. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَانْ. And what Allah has, it will stay. What in the city bank, what in the chase, is gone. But what in the bank of Allah will never go. Those who are patient, Allah will reward better what they do. Because what Allah has for us, we will never compare Him. We will never compare Him. Now in here, this verse is considered the secret of Surah An-Nahl. Not a secret. I call it a secret because I call it a verse the whole ummah is absent from this verse. The whole ummah needs this verse only. Verse 97 in Surah An-Nahl is enough for all of us. Is enough for all of us. You look to the majority of Muslims today, they worry, they miserable, their life is down. Why? Look at this. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَلَاحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever do good deed for male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And he's a believer. فَلْنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We will make him have a happy life. By this way, who can give you happy life? Allah. Anybody else? What is the condition? Allah give you a condition here. وَنَزْلَنَّهُمْ أَشْرَهُمْ أَحْسَنْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And not only that, I will make you happy and I will reward you. Better than what you've done. And in here, the verse 99, again we talk about the quality of those shaitan cannot get them. Those who rely on Allah. You want shaitan to get you? You have to rely on Allah. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَنَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَا. Shaitan, his power and strength over the one who makes shaitan is their ready. Own guardian. Like what? My degree, my status, my money, my this, my that. You rely on those. Shaitan will be. Only when you rely on Allah. Only when you rely on Allah. If you think my degree will benefit me, my status will benefit me, my job will benefit me, my money will benefit me, this one will give me dignity, this one will give me elevation, this one will give me status, you are by God. You are really 100% by God. Only those who believe in Allah. And look at the ending, so powerful. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. Those who have partner with Allah. The Arab association with Allah. Do you see it or no? Again, Allah repeat this. Allah does not want association. If you look at us today, our heart full of association. Unless our association out from our heart and complete iman only, we are going anywhere. Now go to 106 to 110.
Whosoever denies having once believed, unless he is forced to do so while his heart enjoys the peace of faith and opens his mind to disbelief, will suffer the wrath of Allah. Their punishment will be great. For they love the life of this world more than the life to come. And Allah does not guide those who do not believe. eyes have been sealed by Allah and be heedless. They will surely be losers in the life to come. But to those who were victimized and left their homes and then fought and endured patiently, Allah will surely be forgiving and kind.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among those in the end. Do you see it or no? Is this not reflect our life? Is this not reflect our life? What happens if a Muslim has a quality of the disbeliever and the aim and liking and loving of the disbeliever? What happened? The same. And the price, vain. What I told you before, you cannot even give them da'wah. You cannot. Today, a lot of Muslims, you cannot give them da'wah. You can. They're so vain. You cannot talk to them. And even if you talk to them, they hear you. And even if you talk to them and they hear you, you cannot comprehend. Why? Because Allah veins the heart. Why Allah veins the heart? Because inside is sickness. Now let's go to 112 to 114.
Allah presents the example of a town which enjoyed peace and security. Its provisions come everywhere in abundance, but it denied the favors of Allah. So Allah acquainted it with intimate hunger and as punishment for what they had done. An apostle came to them who was once of them, but they called him a liar. Then they were seized by torment, for they were eat the good and lawful of things that Allah has given you, and be grateful for the bounty of Allah, if you really worship Him.
What do you think about this verse? Is this not reply to us again? What do you think? Please talk to me. Is this not exactly what we are on? Huh? Yeah. Is this exactly what we are on? I did not give a speech. I did to read by yourself. This verse is from Allah. Very simple verses. Now go to 125:28.
Call them to the path of Allah with wisdom and words of good advice, and reason with them in the best way possible. Allah surely knows who strays from His path, and He knows those who are guided the right way. If you have to retaliate, do so to the extent you have been injured. But if you forbear, it is best for those who bear with fortitude. Endure with patience, for your endurance is not without the help of Allah. Do not grieve for them, and do not be distressed by their plots. Allah is verily with those who are pious and devout, and are doers of good.
What do you think, please? Is this also complete wisdom from Allah to us? Do you remember when we hear the sergeant all these fancy speeches? It cannot be enough for all these fancy speeches. Tell me, please. Is this not enough? Do you understand it? Is anybody understand it or anybody do not understand it? Do you see the message and the ending of the surah? ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Look at the way he said it. Believe me, today I heard it many times from non-Muslim. From non-Muslim. Imagine when non-Muslim talk like that. He told me every time I go to international, I like to see the Muslim how they fight and acting like dog against each other. Imagine this man when he went to Allah and he died and he said that. Those who internet and keep fighting with each other with a bad manner and making people stray with their own negligence and the things you're doing down. Or those who are arguing with people and the things you're doing down. Look at what Allah said. Do da'wah to your path of Allah, to your Lord, with hikmah, with wisdom, and mawaidah, al-hasana. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ And look at what's going on. Sister Corresponding, do you remember a few days ago or a week ago you asked me a question? Is this will not answer you? What do you think? Really? Is this will not answer you? Do you remember her question? Do you remember? About the suicide bomber and all that? Now, is this, which one is better?
Patient.
Patient and building strength. What kind of strength Allah wants? Yes, but what kind of strength? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Is this enough? Allah, those who have piety. If you tell me today, let's have a camp. Camp of what? Piety. Let's get a strong iman. We don't need any weapons. We do not need nothing. We need this number one. How we can do anything if we do not have this? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Do we need this first? Did we implement the verses belong to us first? And after that we can continue? Tell me. Tomorrow, inshaAllah, if we're still alive, it will be Surah Al-Isra. Surah Al-Isra and maybe Surah Al-Kahf. Okay? Is this understood, the messages of Allah? What do you think? Now I need some comment quick, by this way I can make a decision. Who tell me what he gained or what she gained today? Go ahead. Say it again.
There was an ayah that we didn't read.
I cannot hear you.
There was an ayah that we didn't read together.
Okay.
About
101. What again?
101.
Okay, number one, it cannot be verse. Because ayah, it can be many things. Verse one is an ayah. The sign of Allah is an ayah. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changed the location of many verse. This has many, many, many understanding. But you see what happened? I do not go to the fiqh and understanding of certain verse. If we go to the detail of certain verse, it will be for hours. I want number one to get the major understanding. After that, once we finish that, we'll go to the details. You understand me? But this not is only verse in Quran, only. Do you remember when I tell you the Quran, how it's revealed? It's revealed in a certain way. Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah see what he did. He said to Rasulullah, take this verse, put it here. Take this verse, put it here. Some people get upset. Why you do that? Do you understand me? Allah, He do whatever He want. And He know what, where it's supposed to be. Do you understand or not? This one of interpretation. One of them. But a lot of people start making excuses. And make fitna. And calling all kind of names. Even until now. Some people claim certain companion. Take verses and put it in different places. And hide it different. No, Allah gives an answer. This is an answer by itself for everybody who argue. And even if you read number one or two, it will answer you. Now in Quran, never forget that. Quran is amazing. If a verse you do not understand, read 2-3 verses before, read 2-3 verses after, understand the verse you read. Do you understand me? Any verse you cannot comprehend it, and you do not know what to do with it, read 2-3 verses before, 3 verses after, it will give you a beautiful understanding about the verse. Who inshallah planning to do da'wah in his family? Make a decision, yes or no?
I don't yet believe that anybody is ready enough. I don't think I'm ready yet.
Okay, all what you're learning from here, all you need is one. What is it?
Just to
Yeah, and what is intention? Intention. What do you need? Because why Allah will open for you if you don't have intention? Don't think I do not. It's the opposite. You have voice very strong more than anyone in here. Meaning you can be a big inviter, you don't even need a microphone. Okay? Meaning you have a guts, you have the will. All you need the zeal. Do you feel you have the zeal or not yet? Okay. How you will do da'wah when you don't do what you're doing? You have to really make a lot of decision. And you really have to do a lot of sacrifice, and you have to do a lot of cutting in your time. Give me a comment. What? What's that? You want to do that? Okay, who else? She said she was passing through a house, very beautiful, many times, so beautiful, and the same day in the evening she passed by again, it's gone. A fire comes upon the house. Do you know what I mean? Is this not an ayah? Is this not a sign from Allah to certain people and a message? Is this not what we are looking after? Okay, come on, tell me, make a decision. Who will not invite Allah? What happened to you?
I'm not confident about the people that I deal with.
You see, let me teach you something about da'wah. Da'wah is by your heart, not by your tongue. If you think da'wah is tongue, you do not know da'wah. Da'wah, you can be a blind, be a dumb, you cannot talk. And you can do that one as well.
I don't feel confident to speak to the people thinking that they're ready.
Don't worry about it. Don't forget, you cannot be stuck with certain people. Allah can open for you different people. Allah can open for you anything. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made da'wah and he spread it in Medina. And who spread it in Medina? Not even him. He's a companion. I can do something with you. You know what? I die, and 10 years later, you do da'wah to somebody else. You see, da'wah is unbelievable. Da'wah is unseen knowledge. If you think one scholar, one guy from the people I learned from him, he said, the moment you know you do not know, this is the moment you know you have da'wah. Because da'wah is the work of Allah. Only you need the acceptance of Allah. Knowledge you do not need. Money you do not need. Anything you do not need, you need acceptance. If Allah accepts you, that's it. If Allah does not accept you, you can have all the means, and Allah will not open down for other. All you need is your heart. Your heart wants to work for Allah. This is all you need, nothing else. You have to really aim for it every day.
I just wanted to say something.
Go ahead.
I am not a Muslim.
How do you say that? Come here. Come here. No, no, come here. What are you talking about?
A lot of people
come here, come on. Come on, come on.
I am not a Muslim yet, but a lot of people think that when you start talking about Islam that others hear you. And let me tell you that I get nervous when I speak in front of public, so excuse me. You know, I talk a lot about Islam. I'm a flight attendant for American Airlines. I have this long flight, and you will be so surprised how many American people want to understand Islam. You know, I talk to them from the point of view of not being a Muslim. I tell them it is so peaceful. I show them the books that I carry with me, which my luggage has like 10 different books. And, you know, it's so amazing how all the Americans right away take my books and they'll be like, can we get into you after the trip is finished? And so, you know, a lot of people think that because we might dress differently or believe in something more strongly than what they do, that we are going to be rejected. I embrace the knowledge when I first got it from a Muslim person, and I take it to other people, and I'm not a Muslim yet, you know. So let me tell you that a lot of people want to learn about Islam. Don't be afraid to go out there and tell them, even if it's just a simple sentence, you know, you will be so surprised how well it's received. And again, my family, I'm talking to my family about it. I'm talking to my friends, my co-workers. Yes, I do have some people who say, aren't you afraid of rejection because of what's going on in the world? I say, yes, but you are not following the faith because of what people do. You are following the faith because of what you believe. Strongly believe in God, you're going to put everything aside, including culture, languages, races, and, you know, again, don't be afraid to tell someone what Islam is all about, because believe me, you will find someone who's going to hear you. I'm right here, so I heard somebody, and there are other people who are hearing me, and again, coming from a non-Muslim is a challenge, because people always say, you're not even a Muslim, why are you talking about it? So how do you I strongly believe in what Muslims believe. And inshallah, I will become a Muslim soon, when I'm ready.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for him. Do you know something? Do you remember you? She embraced Islam with me after 12 years? This woman, you have to know something. She has four daughters. She used to teach Quran and Hadith in the masjid for 12 years. And she's a nun. And now I'm teaching Quran and Hadith in the masjid. And now I'm taking the children to the bathroom to teach them wudu. And you know why she did not embrace Islam? Because everybody was against her. And one day I visited the house of her husband. And I was giving a session. And I recorded. When she was sleeping, she wake up. And told me, can I talk to you? Talk to her. And in 45 minutes she embraced Islam. 2:30 in the morning. And you, Mr. Amina Quraysh, do you remember about the books? Did you ever think it would be flying? Or some of our books would be flying? You see, all you need is intention. All you need is building faith. All you need is working for Allah. What will it happen is not your business. You have tapes sitting in your house. Some people come, they put the tape, that's it. You never know when it's going to is according to your heart. Never be surrendered to some situation, surrender to Allah. Dawah is the power of dawah, is the power of your faith. Nothing to do with anything. I know the time is out. Okay? Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a strong iman, a strong yaqeen, a strong tawakkul to rely only on Allah. May Allah accept us as inviter. May Allah open our heart to know the value of being inviter to Allah. May Allah accept us and put the light and guidance and strength in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a blessing and the light and the wisdom to know and do whatever it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the sincerity and the seen and unseen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the truthfulness in the unseen and unseen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and for us. May Allah use us to spread His deen according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way He pleased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah 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 accept us.